The State Gaming Commission has already awarded two of the state's three casino licenses, one for the Boston area and one for Western Mass. But to maintain competition, the commission has decided to give developers a little more time to finalize their proposals for the final license in Southeastern Mass. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
There would have been only one application completed by this week's deadline for the Southeastern Massachusetts license, a casino proposed at the Brockton Fairgrounds. But in hopes of some competition, the Gaming Commission is giving two other interested developers an extra 45 days. Stephen Crosby chairs the commission.
The commission felt that having more options to choose from is in the public interest. If by extending 45 days we can get one or possibly two more options to choose from, that will serve the public interest.
Just hours before the Gaming Commission meeting, the city of New Bedford signed a host community agreement with New York-based KG Urban Enterprises for a casino on the city's waterfront. New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says the developer has come a long way.
They have accommodated the city's interest to make sure that they will not build at a scale that will overwhelm our downtown, and that they will put reasonable restrictions on signage so that our historic district won't be marred.
The agreement calls for a $4.5 million upfront payment, then annual payments of $12.5 million once the casino opens. It would be operated by Foxwoods. The town of Somerset is using the extra 45 days to finalize its proposal for a casino on town-owned land. Some commission members question the viability of the proposal. The major factor that has delayed applications in southeastern Massachusetts is the question of whether the federal government will approve the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe's application for a land-in-trust deal to build a casino in Taunton. But Chairman Crosby says the commission can't wait for that decision.
We have no way of knowing. We decided long ago that we would go ahead and take the commercial possibility right up to the end point. And if they still don't have the land-in-trust and we can't learn about it, we're going to just have to make a decision.
At least one member of the Gaming Commission is questioning whether the southeastern part of the state is a viable location for any casino at all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.